This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Mindy Melton, Recruitment Development Coordinator for the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Welcome to the show, Mindy.
Thank you.
Mindy, our topic of conversation today is blood donation. And first off, we'll talk a little bit about typically blood donations or blood supplies get a little low after holiday seasons and things like that. And sort of where are we this year as we head into 2017?
Well, we're actually doing okay. We had a really great drive this week in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge. We had 79 donors through and got 70 units of blood. So that's up from where the numbers have been falling recently. I know cold and flu has played an impact in everything. And obviously the weather that's out there, it's been pretty mild, but we have had a couple, you know, icy, snowy days that have impacted people getting out and about.
When you speak of flu, when somebody goes to donate, if you got flu, what happens? Can you still donate, or how does that go as far as a donation?
Yeah, the first question on the form is, are you feeling well and healthy today? So if you've had the flu and you're back to feeling 100%, I say go for donating blood. If you're not 100%, let your body have some time to recover. We don't want to have someone give blood and make themselves feel weaker, and we also don't want to pass anything on to a patient.
Blood donation, there's typical, you think of a blood donation that you hear so much about.
Yeah.
But also there's platelet donations. Could you talk about those two? And you're involved in both, so maybe talk a little bit, what's the difference?
I am. We're always looking for platelet donors. For platelet donations, it takes about an hour and a half to where donating blood, we say it's 45 minutes, but you're really only in the chair about 10, maybe 15 from start to finish for donating. Where in the platelet chair, you're there a little over an hour, hour and a half. So it is a process. It takes a commitment. So we have very dedicated platelet donors, but we're always looking for new platelet donors. Platelet is the actual component of your blood. There's four components that make up your blood, which is platelets, red blood cells, white blood cells, and plasma, which is the liquid part of your blood. And red blood cells is what we give to patients in a transfusion situation typically. However, platelets are another component that we do transfuse on a regular basis. There are patients who are being treated for cancer, burn patients, surgeries, heart surgeries, things like that. It's actually the clotting piece, the piece that makes your blood clot. So the platelets are those sticky little guys that rush to a wound and kind of that, if you fall down and skin your knee, that ooey gooey yellow stuff is what I always refer to it as. It's kind of the platelets doing their job to form a scab and to block it internally. So it's a really big component of your blood. Obviously, if you have too many platelets, it's an issue. It can form blood clots. But if you have too few, it's also an issue too. So those are a lot of people who donate platelets. Those are going directly to a patient with us, and they take 24 to 48 hours to test for bacteria. So after that, we've only got about a 2 to 3 day window to transfuse them to patients because they only live outside of the body about 5 to 7 days. They're pretty fickle.
As far as the platelets, when you hear about a blood donation, you're not really doing a platelet donation at those, are you, or are you?
We're not. We do take a whole bag of blood, and we usually take off the white blood cells. We take out the plasma, and we separate it, and we do use that. We freeze it, and they actually use that to make different concentrates for medications. But the actual platelets, occasionally we do random donor platelets, but we really like direct donor platelets for the most part. So we aren't using that small percentage of platelets.
For somebody who has not donated blood or who don't know the process, maybe we could talk about who's eligible, what do you got to do, and what can you expect?
Absolutely. As long as you're 16, you weigh 110 pounds, you'll need to get a permission slip from mom and dad. But if you're 17 and over, you can just bring a photo ID, stop in by a blood drive to donate. They can find those at our website. So if they did miss us at the Elks this week, they can certainly find our website at bloodcenterimpact.org. Type in their zip code and it'll show you all the area blood drives coming up. One of the easy things now is it's all done on a tablet. So it's pretty self-explanatory, go through some questions, registration process, but bringing that photo ID, making sure you're feeling well and healthy, and making sure you eat and drink something before you come. Now, we are going to give you snacks after the blood drive, but it's a pretty simple process. We do a mini physical, they fill out some questions on a tablet, and then they go on to a screening room for blood pressure, things like that, and then they donate blood, which takes about 7 to 10 minutes.
Central Illinois Community Blood Center supplies numerous hospitals in this area, our listening area, And if you could go over just some of those hospitals here throughout the several county area, just to let a listener know who you give blood to.
Sure. In Macoupin County here, the hospital that I typically use because it's close, it's Carlin Malaria Hospital, and we also supply St. John's and Memorial in Springfield. We supply Passavant Area Hospital, Carrollton Hospital, Boyd Memorial in Carrollton. We supply HSHS St. Francis in Litchfield, Hillsborough Area Hospital, all the way down to Greenville, which is now HSHS Holy Family Hospital. But they can find out. We supply a total of 100 hospitals throughout 4 states. So they can find that list of hospitals on our website as well, which is bloodcenterimpact.org. And it's got a complete listing of all the hospitals that our blood would be used at.
And that's because of the 4-state thing. You're involved with another organization, I guess. I don't know how it's set up in the tree, but
yeah, we actually merged with 2 other blood centers. We merged with Community Blood Services of Champaign, which is located in Champaign, Urbana. And we also merged with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, which had offices in the St. Louis area and also in the Davenport, Iowa, is where they're headquartered. So we supply much of Iowa, much of Illinois, quite a bit into the St. Louis region. And then we also supply a few hospitals in the Wisconsin area.
Taking a look back at 2016, as we're now at 2017, I know on the air we had a lot of blood drives going on in the area, Macoupin County. How did they go? Sort of, can you tell us how blood went?
I've got some Macoupin County numbers here. In 2016, we collected 1,026 units of blood, and 346 of that was from North Mac High School in Verdon. They held several drives. 339 was collected there at the Elks. And then we had other area high schools as well. We had drives at Northwestern High School, Carlin Malaria High School. We had drives at Gillespie High School. We also host drives at the Gillespie United Methodist Church and Palmyra at the Municipal Building. And Carlin Malaria Hospital also helped us collect another 55 units of blood.
When you talk about donating blood, and you had some at high schools and things like that, how do you motivate, say, a high school student or a high school just in general to hold a blood drive?
So high school students are very motivated, and we always want to grow and cultivate a donor. Teaching them how to donate in high school is really important because they're going to go forward and be the donors who are making sure there's a blood supply there when you and I need it as we age and may need a blood transfusion later in life. But we've got a really great program out there. It's called Life Savings, and it's a grant program. Anyone, kindergarten through high school, can host a drive. So elementary schools are included as well as licensed preschools. They can host a drive with us. As long as they collect 20 units of blood, they get a $250 grant. That grant can be used for scholarship money, or it can be used to buy educational materials. I know right down the road, Litchfield Middle School hosts a drive, and they bought some PE equipment for their middle school, which was really awesome because, you know, some of those things like band and art and PE, sometimes those are underfunded, and this is a good way for them to get those resources.
Are those fairly successful from what you've seen so far?
They are. We have seen a really good increase. For example, schools that were hosting maybe 1 or 2 drives are now hosting 6 because they get a scholarship for every drive they host that gets 20 units of blood. Last year, North Mac High School alone, we awarded over $1,900 in scholarship money.
If someone would like to know more about that particular program you have, or just about in general blood donation, or if they have any type of question, how can they contact you?
They can call me directly. My phone number is 217-241-7541, or they can check out our website at bloodcenterimpact.org. On that website, they can also make an appointment to give blood. They can check out our cool stuff in our online store. Every time you donate blood or make an appointment, you earn points, and then you can take those points and buy really cool blood center stuff, t-shirts, hats, gym bags, laptop bags, all kinds of cool stuff in our online store.
Mindy Melton, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.